My wife Annie and I are no doubt like many listeners to WAMC. We find ourselves watching a lot of television, cable networks that feature exposés of the latest atrocities committed by Trump, his cabinet, and the Republicans in Congress. This unfortunately requires us to constantly watch Trump himself. Opposition journalists seem drawn to Trump like moths to flames. Since we respect many of these individuals, we find ourselves forced to endure lots of Trump time. So, how about a Trump-free news cycle? The proposal is simple in concept, though it might be very difficult to persuade any cable news network or individual anchor person to try it. The proposal is MSNBC or any individual show, say Trevor Noah on Comedy Central or Samantha Bee on TBS, promise one day or a few hours of totally Trump-free television. What would Trump-free television be like? First, no images of Trump during one or a number of one-hour time slots. Second, no direct quotes from Trump. Third, no mention of Trump by name by any of the anchors or interviewees. Fourth, no cheating by referring to the president. What would we gain? This would free the network or the show to focus on the substance of policies. Much of the policies carried out by the Trump administration are executed by cabinet members. For example, the vicious practice of separating refugee children from their parents is the province of the Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, and on the ground, ICE. A news program could reveal what this actually means by focusing on the policies and the individuals carrying them out. More importantly, the shows could focus on the families that have been torn asunder, making it clear that in contrast to the assertion that the adults separated from their children have committed the crime of illegally entering the United States, most of these families have presented themselves legally at the border requesting refugee status. Or consider EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. His actions are literally increasing the likelihood that the planet will become uninhabitable within 100 years. They require in-depth exposure. Or in covering the November congressional elections, there are undoubtedly many unique issues worth exploring. Some of the races involve important national issues, issues that could be explored by focusing on the candidates, their arguments, the activities of constituents working on both sides, all without making it about Trump. When we turn to the people involved in resisting the Trump agenda, there are hundreds of indivisible groups and other activists. An anchor could focus on what they are doing and why they are doing it without being drawn to the bright, shiny object of Trump the individual. Or how about cable news actually covering issues that show up in states and localities? How about going back to Puerto Rico, showing the slowness of the recovery, as well as the spirit of the people engaged in cooperative efforts to rebuild? How about reminding us, as the comedian did at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, that Flint still doesn't have clean water, and what that means for the people of Flint? In fact, there are many communities with similar problems to Flint in terms of guaranteeing their citizens clean drinking water. I could go on and on. I bet everyone listening to me has a wish list that they would love to see covered by MSNBC and the other news and opinion outlets, NOAA and Bee, for example. If those outlets could just kick the habit of covering the bright, shiny object, Trump. So how about it, news media? Can you give us some Trump-free television?